If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. It being Feel Free Friday, we're talking Carborough today, and we are joined by the mayor of Carborough, Lydia LaBelle. How are you?
I'm doing well. It was good to see you last night at Clue the Play.
Oh, yeah. It was so good at Carborough High School.
They were awesome. I thought they really did a great job.
They were well, Clue is my favorite movie of all time, so to be able to see it live up on stage is just
super fun. What a high bar for them. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, one thing about it, as I sat there, because, you know, I see you sometimes at Playmakers, and we talk about those. I mean, these kids did this without a lot of that extra tech kind of stuff.
Yeah,
in other words, they had to project their voices, and,
yes,
you know, the set was awesome, I thought. Yeah. And I learned a little bit about how they put that all together. They go to Habitat, they go to Restore. I mean, they really figure out ways to make it. But anyway, just if you're free tonight or tomorrow night, just a little shout out for that play.
Yeah, so. Friday night, tonight at 6, and then Saturday night at 7:30, and it's totally worth seeing. And it's like an hour long, too. Like,
yeah.
Just a little bit more than an hour. So you're in, you're out, you have a great time, and it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a couple of days ago, Board of Aldermen met again to, and we talked about this last week as well, but this was the continuation of the public hearing on Lloyd Farm. And this one ended with a decision approving the conditional use permit, right?
Yes, it did. And as we discussed last week, last year, our board approved the conditional rezoning of the property. And as part of that, you know, there was a sketch, if you will, with some detail of the site plan that accompanied that conditional rezoning. So the purpose this year then for the conditional use permit was to flesh out all of the conditions about that, make sure they met with the requirements of our land use ordinance and the requirements of the conditional rezoning. It was, as we discussed, a judicial decision, with testimony and swearing in of witnesses and consideration by the board of, you know, whether they met the requirements of the land use ordinance and what we have in our code in terms of what they had to meet. And ultimately, the board voted that they did meet the conditions of the conditional use permit.
And judicial in this case means if they meet the conditions, then you as a board are obligated to approve it, right?
Right. Yeah. We are. And specifically, they had to meet our land use requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to decide as a board, as kind of the triers of fact, because the deal is if we had rejected it, this whole record then, if they chose to appeal it to the court system, would go forward.
Right.
But we had to decide that the development more probably than not, if we were going to deny it, we would have to say it would more probably than not materially endanger the public health or safety of the town, would substantially injure the value of adjoining or abutting property for different reasons, would not be in harmony with the area in which it was to be located, or would not be in general conformity with our land use plan. And so ultimately, after reviewing, you know, listening to the testimony and reviewing, you know, the project itself and the different conditions, and I will say we had several recommendations from our advisory boards that the developer, you know, was willing to agree to.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up passing the CUP.
So now that that's passed, what's next?
So now they can break ground, and
okay.
And this was phase one of the shops. It's actually called the Shops at Lloyd Farm. I'll start saying that, but this will include the anchor tenant, Harris Teeter. It's going to be a nice addition to our commercial tax base. Several outbuildings, all commercial. An amphitheater, a fuel center, which is a gas station, and electric charging stations, bicycle fix-it stations, lots of bicycle parking in the area.
Mm.
And then phase two will include, and this was not before us yet, and this is the part of it that I'm extra excited about, will include a senior housing component.
Mm.
And I'm not quite sure when that will come to us. Now that this has been passed, I can ask staff to inquire or find out, because I know that a lot of folks are excited about that phase of the project.
Phase one. One can break ground now. Is there a time frame for when those things might start to open up?
Haven't heard yet, but I'm sure we will soon. During the process of the of the CUP. Another aspect of this is there's no communication with the developer or with any other people about testimony or what they think or whatever. But now that that's been passed, I think we can probably find out the answer to that.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org for more information on town government. You can also get the agenda for next week's meeting. No meeting. Next week, right?
No meeting next week because it's our fifth Tuesday. Yep. And then no meeting the following Tuesday, which is November 5th, because that's Election Day. Yeah, so our next meeting won't be until Tuesday, November 12th.
Yep, awesome. So other things going on between now and then. Halloween's coming up, and obviously the big event is Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, but Carborough.
Oh, no, it's cool not.
Things. Okay, fine. The big thing is in Carborough.
The big event is the Halloween Carnival in Carborough tonight. And, you know, the weather will be awesome.
Yes.
And it's traditional, you know, it's a traditional event we have. It's at Town Commons from 6 to 8:30. You know, there's always a lot of kids there, especially little kids. But, you know, kids wear your costumes, come. There are games. There's candy. There's little contests. If you entered your pumpkin before 3 o'clock today, there's a pumpkin judging contest of the best pumpkin. I'm going to run home and try to do mine right now. but no, it's a great way to kind of kick off, you know, what I'm sure are several days of people just kind of celebrating Halloween up until trick-or-treat day. So that is tonight from 6 to 8:30. At Carborough Town Commons.
Awesome. Other things that are coming up in Carborough that people want to know about?
Yeah. So one of the other things we've been advertising is we're soliciting community input for our MLK Park, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Park on Hillsborough Road that is currently under construction. And so there's two components to it that we're soliciting community input from about. One is there are going to be two murals on the building that will hold the bathrooms, and that has already solicitation for that has been ongoing for a while. We're looking for young artists that want to submit murals, and the deadline for that is November 1st. There's already been an interest meeting for that, but anyone who's hearing about this late that wants more information about it, you can go to the website and learn more about it if you're a teenage artist of some sort that wants to contribute to that or enter that contest. But the other one that is ongoing is we are soliciting quotes by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We're going to have around the walking path a series of 8 different quotes. And so as you walk around, you can kind of read the quotes. And these quotes have to be up to 80 characters. Not quite sure if that includes spaces or punctuation, but you and I talked about a few possible quotes.
Right,
there are a lot of
right.
I don't know if you can get a full sentence or two, but maybe the essence of a sentence. And you
it's
know that
half a tweet.
Yeah, half a tweet. That's a great way to think about it. But it's meant to be, I'm sure, as you're walking around, you can see it and kind of go on. And you know, I'm sure there are size restrictions and so forth. But in any event, if you are a resident of the town. The only requirement is that you are a resident of the town. You can submit your quote entries to the town of Carborough by November 1st. And the information on where to send that is on our webpage also.
And again, that's townofcarborough.org. So where will that be in the park when it's done?
Yeah, it kind of is this little walking path that goes around the perimeter. And so, you know, folks who have been to MLK, you know, it's a pretty beautiful kind of wide open field. The design for the park is somewhat passive, except for near the front where there's going to be a bicycle pump park. But the rest of it is an area where you kind of wander around and just kind of enjoy the outdoors. And it kind of, as I said, it goes around the perimeter of the park. So another thing I wanted to announce, Aaron, was that our Affordable Housing Advisory Commission, we have a vacancy on that right now. And with the seat that is vacant is the seat that is set aside for an expert in the field of affordable housing. And for that reason, that seat, it's not required that person be a resident of the town or a resident of the ETJ, just an area resident who's an expert in that arena. And so folks out there, if you meet that criteria and if you're interested in being considered for that vacant seat, please check the town website. Go ahead and fill out the application. And or if you know someone else who you think might be a good candidate for that seat, you know, urge them also to apply. Again, it's a little unusual and that doesn't require it. You don't have to be a Carborough person.
What constitutes expertise in affordable housing? Like, how do you know that you're an expert?
Yeah, great question. I think before we had someone that actually worked for an affordable housing provider. And so I think the idea is there's something in your work experience that shows you've worked on affordable housing projects or you have been a part of an organization that finances them, or do you understand the tax implications? Or I suppose even if you were an attorney that worked on different projects, just something in your work background to show that you have expertise.
Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarrboro.org is the website for more information on town government, including the solicitation for MLK quotes. If you are or if you know an expert on affordable housing, you can go there and submit those names for the advisory commission. We got to wrap up, but before we do, I know no meetings for 3 weeks, but on November 12th, the board's going to meet again after Election Day. And I have a cool item on the agenda that we were talking about, I know, like 2-3 years ago, that's finally kind of making its way to the page.
Yeah, we on November 12th, we're going to be having a public hearing to have the community discuss if we change the name of our board, what we should change it to. And I think that the time is right for us to have this discussion. One reason is that we, over the course of the next year, are going to be fleshing out our town code and making it gender neutral. And so the timing seems right to consider whether we want to change the name of our board to Board of Alders or Town Councilor or Board of Alder People, whatever. Mm-hmm. There are a few that we can do simply by a vote that are in our town code. If we go outside of those names, I believe we might have to get a local act passed by the legislature to be able to change the name of our board. But in any event, we just want to hear from the public about that. I know we're going to be sending out some information through social media so that people are aware we're having that discussion on that evening.
Because alderman literally means old men, right? Aldermen, right?
Well, maybe. I guess
I think
so.
That's where it originally comes from. And it's just such a weird thing. But what is it? Alderman, town council, and board of commissioners are the three that you can have without a town council.
Those are in our code, yes. Yeah. You know, I recall, you know, several, I'm sure this doesn't happen many other places, but I remember we had this discussion sometime within the last year, and I remember one of our board members, I think it was Sammy, said, you know, I'm okay if we're the Board of Alderwomen. It doesn't matter to me, you know.
That's
so
fun.
It's we have a very cool board, very, you know, forward-thinking and trying to figure out, cool community, really, just what is the name we would want to change it to.
Townofcarrboro.org for more information on town government. Again, Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.